Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from HBO Now, the new way to stream all of HBO, every episode of every season of HBO's series, plus the biggest and latest hit movies before any other streaming service gets them. And no TV package is required. Download the HBO Now app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly. Enjoy the show.
Doug Hayes, candy wrapper, screaming baby, sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, it's like we never left each other. Coming to you from the UCB Theater, Franklin location. That's right, we're going to do one at the Sunset location soon. But it's Wednesday, February 3rd, 2016. Did any of you attend Julian Loves Music last night? Nobody? Not one of you? Well, let me ask you the follow-up question. Did you have a good time? Because that was a solitary experience. It turns out, as often happens with live podcasts, I did not anticipate it happening here, but it's a dead, lost episode. It's his Julian's first episode of Julian Loves Music, and the sound didn't turn out for reasons. Let's not point fingers. Let's just move on. That was like a test show, and he's going to do another one soon, and then that will be available for people to listen to. But you don't want to hear this one, because it's just shit was too hot or something. And, what are you going to do? Doug plugs. This Sunday, February 7th, yeah, there's some show on TV that I'm going to watch at CineFamily. And if you're a member, go to cinefamily.org to join up. You can get in for free. It's a membership only potluck and watching of a TV program that is of major national interest. Are we that scared of the NFL that we can't just say that we're going to watch Lifetime? We're just going to watch the Lifetime channel all afternoon. It's a potluck, so bring a dish, and we'll talk about it on Dining with Doug and Karen. Next Wednesday, February 10th, Douglas Movies returns to the American Comedy Company in San Diego. We were just there. It's a ballsy move, but I thought, why not do it again? And then another ballsy move, trying a Douglas Movies at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on February 27th at 4:20. DouglasMovies.com. For more info, That's DuckLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Adam Goodell tweeted, they should reboot Paranormal Activity with Jamie Lee Curtis and call it Paranormal Activia. This has been Tweet Relief. Not an ad edition. It's not supportive of Activia, it's just the punchline. The prize bag, you guys. Holy shit. We got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. We got Notes on a Scandal starring Dame Judi Dench and Academy Award nominee for Carol, Clate Benchett. We got an episode on VHS of Felicity. Todd Mulcahy, part one. So apologies for leaving you with a cliffhanger. We got an episode of The Oblongs. That was a terrific animated show. I don't know what the fuck this is. The Jaguar London Calling Collection. And it's a series of songs. Oh, well, the first one is London Calling by The Clash. And then, the Kinks are on. Oh, it's all good people. Psychedelic Furs, Zombies, Van Morrison. So it's probably not a bad collection of songs put together by Jaguar. And last night I got to see this movie called Southbound at CineFamily. And they gave out car air fresheners. And it's the movie's all about like purgatory and hell, and so like there's this you could hang a demon that smells good from your rearview mirror. All of that is going to be won by somebody. In addition to all the stuff that's been brought here by my four guests, my four esteemed guests, who I'm going to bring out here right now. Please give a big warm welcome to Ken Reed, Noel Wells, Neil Brennan, and Ben Schwartz. Oh my God, just look at them.
Hello.
There they are. Yeah, get comfortable, everybody. Put things wherever you need to put them.
That was a sexy intro. Get comfortable and put things where you need to put them?
Yeah. And that's Ken Reed, everybody, of the Boston Reeds.
Indeed.
Visiting us from the East Coast, host of the, I'm going to get this right, TV guidance counselor.
Correct.
Podcast.
Yes, indeed.
And I got to do that still.
Yes.
And what happens on that podcast?
So I own every issue of TV Guide, like a normal person does.
Yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah, somebody picks an old issue. They look through it. They write down what they'd watch that week in history, and then they hand me the TV Guide. They have their list, and we talk about their choices.
Oh,
I love it.
How many do they pick?
They go prime time the whole week, so 8 to 10 from Saturday night to Friday.
When was the first TV Guide ever made?
Well, it's complicated.
Oh, I'm happy I asked this question. Let's get into it. Doug Love Movies.
Much like the WWF bought many regional wrestling companies, there were individual regional TV guides that got bought out by corporate. So there were some in different markets. But the first national TV guide was 1959.
Okay, I regret asking.
I know. Everyone I know says that about everything they ask me.
Well, let's just introduce him now. I was going to go in a different order, but since he spoke up and almost won the Pete Holmes Award, it's Ben Schwartz, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Does Pete Holmes talk too much?
He talks immediately. Like, yep. there's no like, let's let Doug talk to each of the guests and get to know everybody. It's just like, ah!
Yep.
Just right away. But I love him. He's got a new show, and it's about comedians, so I hope to have a part on it. So, Ben, I'm friends with Judd Apatow and Pete Holmes. Like, if they don't put me on it, then I'll block both of them on Twitter.
Wow.
Whoa. I'll block them.
Come on.
Go on, the nuclear option.
I'll mute them. Let them back and mute them. Don't let them know that you feel that way.
I'll just mute them. Ben, You're the voice of BB-8, for motherfucking sake.
Yeah.
Oh.
Voice consultant.
I consulted.
What did you do? Did you walk in a room and go, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop?
Yeah. Walked
That's
in a room.
That's amazing.
Literally did that.
Did I you said, say BB-8 should have my hair? Because that would have been a good suggestion.
First thing I said was, beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. What about this hair? I dropped the mic and said, see ya, JJ. at the beginning, when they were JJ won like the
JJ.
Sorry, JJ. JJ Abrams. Yeah. Sorry,
it's just JJ.
James that's Joyce JJ. Abrams wanted a. What do you think his JJ stands for?
Oh, that's a good question.
Jumpin' Jack.
What is it?
Jumpin' Jack Abrams.
Jumpin' Jack Abrams.
I think it's Jeremiah Johnson.
That good. He wanted the droid to have like personality and stuff. So I originally came in there and I said like real lines as the droid, and they were going to turn them into beeps. And then I think in the end, I don't know how much of that they used. And I think he found like an app on an iPad and just did it that way.
They were nice to still give you credit. So Bill Hader did the same thing?
Yeah, I guess my dialogue was used so the editors can edit with the droid. So I would say words and they would edit as if they were talking like that. So, and then when it came to time, they would turn it into the beeps.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I got to see drafts of it. Like, it was very, very fun. Very
so it was
cool.
Your rhythm.
It was, that's right. Cadence. Yeah, I hope so. Maybe. Who knows?
I heard it right there.
And did you feel it?
Yeah,
did
yeah,
it feel
like
BB-8?
It's,
BB-8's as lovable as you are. That's BB-8. All I got to say.
BB-8 is like super Jewish and always has like a half a pound of salmon with him or something like that.
Dreidels, Luke.
When Doug has this episode edited, he's going to turn everything you say into beeps.
Oh, that'd be so great for a whole show if you just respond with beeps to everything. No, we'll put it in later. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just say words and we'll translate it. Noel Wells is here, everybody. Yeah. Second time on the show.
I survived.
Back and ready to fight all these dudes.
They're all manspreading right now. I just have to call
it's
it out.
It's a complete manspread situation back there, so she's got to keep it tight. What?
Keep it tight.
That's a good tagline for a movie. Yeah. In a manspreading world, she keeps it tight.
Oh, that's perfect.
K-I-T.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey, too. I watched Master of None, and it's great.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Last time she was on the show, I hadn't seen it yet because I was watching movies at the time. I was trying to watch 365 movies in 1 year, and I did it. And then this year, so far, I've seen 3 movies because I'm fucking over movies. And now I'm watching Netflix, and I caught up on Master of None, and great job.
Thanks.
You're welcome. The naturalness on that show, I must all trickle from Aziz. Like, he must be so natural with you that you're natural back and everybody's natural.
Everybody's so natural.
It's so fucking natural.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. It's kind of like hanging out with Aziz. And like, and then Noel's his girlfriend
no
who came
not.
With him.
I was going to say.
It's not?
No, it's not.
You're
nothing
right.
Bad.
He looks at his phone more in real life. But
no comment.
I thought Noel was
He's
amazing.
He's a real phone looker, that guy.
A real phone looker.
And also, one time we were on a train together, and I had my laptop open, and he goes, somebody needs to clean up his desktop. And I was like, you fucking nerd. Get the fuck away from me. Oh, now he's a big, huge success. Great. But thanks for coming back, Noel. And finally, Neil Brennan is here, everybody.
Yes.
Who's doing a one-man show.
Yeah, that is true. Which sounds awful.
I am so... The premise might scare some people away, but we'll talk them through it.
Three. All right,
it's called Three Mics.
That is correct.
And you have three microphones on stage.
One is for stand-up.
You traverse between them.
One is for, like, one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
And one is spoken word poetry. I'm kidding. No, one is just, like, emotional, personal shit.
I would have liked it if you had three mics just so you could fucking drop two, because that's how that's how great you are.
Yeah.
Is this like
I only have two jokes good enough.
No, but you know, at specific moments, you would just mic drop. But it's still a cool, fun premise.
Yeah, it's good. People like
and
it.
And you're going to do a run of it in New York City.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Where in New York?
The Bleecker Street.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
The Birbiglia show was on, and then mine. So.
Yeah, that's terrific. And when does it start? And
it starts February 23rd.
When does it end? Let's give people a limit.
It's supposed to end March 16th.
Might get extended?
Maybe.
We'll see. I'm excited about it. It's at Largo tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this today, because this will come out tomorrow, go to Largo tonight. to see three Mikes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
It's not three guys named Mike. It's one guy named Neil.
Ooh.
With three microphones.
Oh. I like the idea of three different guys named Mike.
Yeah.
One microphone, three guys named Mike fighting over it.
Did you intentionally go shopping for, like, I need a sweater that looks like one of those rocks that's fake, and you throw it at somebody, and it turns out
it's like a Heideki rock.
Yeah, it's a Heideki rock sweater you got on.
I have a series of keys on the inside of the sweater. Love it. For anything, like every door.
I want to see you under a welcome mat.
I'm locked out of my house. Call Ben.
All right, well, let's go down the line and ask everybody, starting with Ken Reed, what was the last movie you saw?
I watched All Things Must Pass, the Tower Records documentary.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So last week.
Directed by our friend Tom Hanks Jr.
Yep.
And...
yeah.
Colin Hayanks.
Yep.
And it's great. It's a great documentary about Tower Records, which, like, I think I set foot in every Tower Records when I was touring as a comedian, and they were in lots of towns, and I grew up in a town that had one, and it's a really it's a great experience because you get to.
It's kind of sad, though.
Be happy about the recognition of it, but be sad about how all things must pass.
They were like an embassy for people who were miserable. It was like sovereign nation status in towns in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, lots of comedians worked at
Ryan
Posehn worked at the one in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And it's a great documentary. And thanks for coming, Ken.
Thanks for
having
me.
Goodbye. Neil?
What a good guy, right?
Neil?
In the theater?
Yeah, or any device. Any way that you watch movies?
I watched The Untouchables on Saturday.
Ooh.
Like De Niro and Costner?
Yeah.
And? Yeah. Does it hold up?
It's great, yeah.
Yeah?
It's like a fake movie. It's so good. It's like a fake movie. Every scene is like a fake
It's scene. Very operatic, and each sequence is a sequence. Like,
yeah.
It's like there's a beginning, middle, and end of every scene. Yeah,
and the music, so they got Morricone to do the music. It's like crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything was great.
I've always loved that movie, but it's been a while since I've seen it.
It's fucking great.
And, what's his name? Sean Connery's buttons in the great They Pull a Gun, You Pull a Knife scene. Open, close, open, close. Open,
oh, is
close.
It really?
Yeah, the whole time. Drives me crazy. Because it's such a great scene, but his collar keeps changing.
Continuity.
Continuity, motherfucker.
Did Robert Stack make an appearance in the movie?
Who?
Robert Stack.
I don't think so.
Because
he was in the TV series, and then when the movie came out, he was in Caddyshack 2 the same year.
That was before they did, like,
that's
we should put
be.
Robert Stack in to honor the original.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they don't honor the original.
That must have been rough.
In that case, it's just all new people and new thing.
Critically acclaimed, and he's in Caddyshack too.
Is in there. It's his first.
Yeah,
Andy Garcia. But yeah, I like that movie.
Let's bring it down a notch.
Why? Just because we're gonna get to Noel?
Yeah.
What's your your sexy movie suggestion?
Well, last night I saw The Revenant.
Oh, yeah?
And it was it made me so horny.
Did it make you want, did it make you want to get inside a horse?
Oh, my God. I was, like, walking around down the street, like, can I climb to that man?
Did you like it?
It was cute.
The best review for The Revenant
so
I've ever
cute.
Heard.
I was really excited to go see it because I had gotten a manicure like 2 weeks ago, and the woman who was giving me a manicure, she was like 50, and she had seen all of the Oscar-nominated features that she was like, oh, it made me feel so cold. And I was really hoping the movie would make me feel cold, but it made me feel more like I had definitely been murdered in a past life. Like, I was like, I think I was murdered, and
it's a struggle just for the viewer.
Yeah.
To get through his experiences. Like, I think that's why Leo's cleaning up on all the awards. It's just like, well, you know, he's always been good, but man, did he.
I found it a struggle.
Fucked over.
You know what? Those flashbacks were a struggle.
Yeah.
They were so fucking boring.
I liked that most of his acting was just and then when he did talk, like if you hear Leo's voice, it's kinda high. I don't know, it just doesn't really match all the he kinda has like a sweet voice. I just noticed
like I guess with all the beard and stuff he is less baby face than normal, but he's like a you know, a guy that's never gonna stop looking like he's 22.
Yeah.
He might be like a bad 22, like a eats too many Cheetos 22.
Yes.
But he's still going to always look young.
With a huge head.
Yeah.
He's got Mickey Rooney syndrome.
I did get home after the movie and looked in the mirror and was shocked I didn't have a beard.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. All right, I'm me.
Why accuse Zach Galifianakis when he worked with Iñárritu on Birdman, that he just said, my next feature, everyone's going to look like Zach.
I found him.
I found the look that I like.
Yes. I'm muse.
The blueprint.
I could just see Zach also being offered a part and then going, oh, filming in the snow? No thanks. You know, like,
let me give you my friend Leo's number. He'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they offered him that part.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That would be awesome.
It would be amazing.
Oh!
Mrs. Doubtfire comes in the room.
Drive by fruiting. What was the last movie you saw, Ben?
In theaters, I think it was Room. I think that was it. Which was maybe my favorite. That and Mad Max are my two favorite movies of the year.
That's a good sampling.
Room was outstanding.
I loved it so much.
It's so good.
But I cried so many times.
I fucking blubbered.
Same.
Straight
so
up
bad.
Blubbered.
I beg people to see it without paying any attention to anything about what they're about to see.
Yes, same with me.
You know?
Well, I didn't really know. So I had a straight up PTSD flashback, and I didn't think I was going to have it. I'm going to go deep.
About the movie?
Okay, so I went with a friend, and her dad had just recently died, and I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe it might be too touchy. Do you want to go? And she's like, no, it'll be fine. And then, so I was kidnapped by my dad when I was 5, and so, I know, and I talk a lot about it and, like, joke about it, and, like, I'm always like, I'm totally fine. And then there's, like...
How are we supposed to compete against you tonight now?
You do these jokes as Bobcat Goldthwait?
I did. It's always been my whole thing. Like, I used to tell people this and think that I'd make instant friends. They'd be like, but I'm cool. And I'm like, well adjusted. And everybody would be looking at me like, what's wrong with you? Like, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. I do it again. And then, like, one time in college, I told this guy that I got kidnapped, and then he got really excited. He was like, oh, one time I saw a guy get hit by a car and die, and I was like, cool, and then became best friends. So it's like one of those things.
That's not kind of like you were talking to Aziz.
anyway, so the movie, there was like a point in the movie where I was like, oh, this is such a good movie, this is so good, and then I don't want to spoil anything, but there was a certain moment where I was like PTSD, and then I wept uncontrollably the whole movie, like things, like lightning was going through my brain. And I couldn't get up because I knew I would scream. So I was crying so hard.
Can I guess what happened? Did your father roll you up in a carpet?
Oh, no.
Shut up.
Will this review fit on the DVD case?
It was at that moment, for sure. But it was like the escape part. It was like, because it was like I really... Yeah.
Don't say anymore.
Yeah, I can't.
That's enough.
Anyway, oh, my God.
Shut up. Shut up, or I'll put you in a shed.
Not again.
Oh, my God. Know your audience.
Anyway, that movie was real good.
Was it too traumatic, or did you
like
it?
No, I felt like it was like cathartic.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
was like, good. I think I needed this in this moment.
I hope
in my
that
life.
Anybody that's been in a horrible situation like that would find that movie cathartic, because it is it would be pretty intense. Because intense for a guy like me. I was losing my mind through that movie, and I already sort of knew where the movie was gonna go, and that's how effective it is. Is it still worked for me even though I knew the outcome?
I thought it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Sorry, pretty neat.
No, I love that you talked about it. What was your favorite movie of the year from last year?
Favorite?
Yeah.
That's tough, but Room is way up there. Mm. And I did like The Revenant quite a bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
And for popcorn movies, going back way earlier in the year, I really like Kingsman: The Secret Service.
Everybody says that. I didn't see it. It was good.
It's a really fun movie. Yeah. You don't have to applaud for it.
Matthew
Vaughn's going to walk out and go, thank you.
I can stop listening to Douglas movies now. It happened.
Finally, that recognition. Now, I've been babbling about that movie for a while. His new movie, that Vince Vaughn, Matthew Vaughn's new movie, Eddie the Eagle, I got to see that. And it's really fun. I think the advertising might turn people off.
It's Forrest Gumpy.
If you just go, yeah. If you just go, it's fun. Because the guy he's playing, because it's the same actor, Taron Egerton from Kingsman, is this guy Eddie the Eagle, and you know, he's got the big thick glasses. He's a lot like Bubbles on Trailer Park Boys, but it ultimately really works. It wins you over. So there's that.
All of these movies sounded depressing.
Oh no, like, that one's like Cool Runnings. Isn't it supposed to be uplifting?
Oh, it's super uplifting.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a little like Rocky in that, like, the guy's never really gonna really win, but that he gets far enough that it's an achievement. Yeah. Like there were no English long jumpers in the Olympics until him.
Oh, wow.
And now there are.
Yeah.
So good for him. Good job, Eddie the Eagle, if you're listening. this is the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Lady and gentlemen, there's folks in the audience that have brought cleverly fashioned name tags or something that they just scribbled their name on. But you get to pick. I don't get involved in your choices. Just stand up from your seat and go out into the audience to pick the name tag that speaks to you. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by AdamandEve.com. You can make this Valentine's Day one that you'll both never forget with this amazing offer from AdamandEve.com. Through Valentine's Day, you'll receive 50% off just about any item. Just go to AdamandEve.com and you'll find over 18,000 adult entertainment products, including toys, lingerie, and seemingly endless selections of adult DVDs. And there's more. With every order, you'll receive our romance kit for free. The romance kit includes a toy for him, a special massager for her, and a little something we know you'll both enjoy, plus a free adult DVD to put you in the mood. And that's not all. We'll also throw in free shipping on your entire order. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special Valentine's offer. Get 50% off one item, a free romance kit, and free shipping when you enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's Doug at AdamandEve.com. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by CISO. We've talked about CISO on the show. It's a premium comedy streaming service serving up on-demand 24/7 streaming comedy anytime, anywhere. It's specially curated for the comedy connoisseur with original series, quotable classics, next day, late night, stand-up specials, and more for only $3.99 per month. That's $3.99 per month. They've got countless hours of premium HD comedy like the entire Monty Python library, including Holy Grail and Life of Brian, and totally remastered into HD for the first time. The full Kids in the Hall catalog, also entirely remastered into HD for the first time, classic SNL from the 80s, and so much more. New comedy is added every week. Try it now for free and start as a guest, no credit card needed. CISO also has never before seen new originals like the UCB show and the Cyanide and Happiness show. Try it now. Go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card needed. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. Who are you guys playing for? Starting with Ken down there on the end.
I assume this is the Brianimator, but it might be the Brianimator.
Brianimator, because it would...
you know, makes sense.
Yeah, but, you know, it's some a guy. People don't know. It's a guy.
So is it Bri-animator?
Or is Where it is Brianna?
Oh, it's her.
Oh, it's supposed to be Doug.
Oh.
That's a picture of me.
Yeah, it
but
has a joint
but
in
you're
its mouth.
Brianna animator. Okay, cool.
So she's going to make
it
you a
like
reanimated
Jonah
head.
Ray.
Yeah.
Looks like
yeah.
Jonah Ray, doesn't it?
It's...
It does look like Jonah Ray a little bit.
It's like Fred Flintstone on a bender.
Can you...
Like, it's like...
That's how people describe me.
Yeah.
So, good job, Brianimator. Who are you playing for, Neil?
I don't want to talk about that yet. I should have mentioned this immediately. I saw fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme on the street today.
What?
You did?
How much money did you get?
How do you not lead with that?
I know. I fucked up.
Did you almost get into a fight with him?
Was he doing the splits?
I just let him be. I just let him be him. You know what I mean? He was in a Bentley, though.
Oh.
Which is like, what do you do? You don't got the money. You don't got Bentley money.
He was parking it. He was just parking
it. Can I ask you a real question?
Yeah.
Were there two Bentleys and he was spliced?
In between?
Yeah.
Doing the legs split. Out?
Yeah.
Who are you
okay,
playing
I'm
for,
playing
Neil?
For... Maya.
And what she
made
did
a,
oh,
she made a
Maya.
Selma.
Sell Maya.
Maya.
Well, why did she put Chris Rock's
put
face
Chris
over
Rock face.
Martin Luther King?
Maybe she thinks that is Martin Luther King.
He's definitely the new Martin Luther King.
Certainly.
Because he's hosting the Oscars.
Yeah, remember when Martin Luther King hosted the Oscars?
And then what it says, BHM. Black History Month. Aha.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right, you're lucky I knew that.
Thank God racism's over. Solved by one name tag.
I feel like the H doesn't take that far away enough from BM.
Why did you put Chris Rock's face on this?
Because okay. He's hosting the Oscars.
And then why the woman from Coming to America?
Oh, she likes her outfit.
I thought that was Janet
this
Jackson.
This is a real freestyle name tag. Like yeah. Just random shit on there. Just yeah. Things I like.
It worked. It worked.
It got picked. Yeah. Success. Noelle?
I'm playing for Molly.
Oh.
Wally.
You're going to get some if you win? Some Molly?
Yes. Oh. I'm definitely playing for
Molly. M-O-L-L-Y, like Wally, but Mal-Y. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely... It's a lovely poster.
It does look like Molly's a cyborg who was a severed head that only survives due to her robot body, though.
Yeah.
The cuteness is kind of lost.
Cute. She's like holding her feet. And...
What's the tagline on this movie? From the humans who brought you Kevin. What? Shut up.
Do you have a brother named Kevin? You do, right?
You don't know Kevin? Man, yeah. Molly's such a sister that Kevin would have, man.
My God.
Such a Kevin thing to do.
Classic fucking Kevin.
Yep.
Who are you playing for, Ben?
I'm playing for a guy named Kevin.
Oh!
No, I'm not. I'm playing for Rob, right? Is it Rob?
Rob.
I'm playing for
the Robinant.
The Robinant.
Yeah.
And without seeing what's written on the... Oh, there's nothing written on the
there's
back.
There's no shit on the back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that reeks of
we'll
office computer
later.
Print job.
But it's a good Photoshop. I'm really proud of you, man.
No shithead on
his
the back.
His hair isn't even long. Yeah, good job.
Yeah, no shithead is his way of saying he thinks you're going to win.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
all right, I'll take it home for you.
In you.
Good.
Ken, what'd you bring for the prize bag?
I have a few things. I got a vinyl soundtrack to the film Dragnet, Dan Aykroyd's final.
That's amazing.
Yep. You had me at drag.
Yep. It's a fantastic film.
Dude, that's great.
It's great. It's got the rap song that Tom Hanks does. I'm on a Hanks heavy night. I have two Maps to the Stars homes from 1981, which includes Prince's house that I don't know if you ever lived
in.
Can
I win?
In 1986, if you want to go to Richard Gere's house from 1986. I have collectible Simpsons cover TV guides.
Whoa.
And collectible Seinfeld, Hirschfeld TV guides.
Whoa.
In each case, you're still going to have to finish the collection because
yep.
It's only two.
Yep. Yeah, I will sell you the other
you
two.
Off on an obsession.
I'll be out back with the other two and I'll sell them to you for $200 and then some buttons.
Some buttons.
That's yep. Unbelievable.
What do the buttons say on
from,
them?
From
what
my
are these
podcast.
TV guides oh, okay. Worth?
Oh, a nickel?
Great.
It's pretty neat, though. They're in plastic and everything. Like yeah. Hasn't even
they seem important,
it.
Don't they?
Yeah.
Cryogenic TV
Do you
guides.
Have more than one copy of both of those?
I do.
Many of them or no?
I have many.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Never mind. I yeah. Was like, what
He's a real TV guy.
Well, they're
guy.
Regional, you know.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, they are.
You got to have all the variations.
Neil, what did you bring?
I brought a bunch of screeners.
Oh, that's not right, but let's do it.
Big Short.
Oh, great movie. Fucking,
that's like Jean-Claude Van Damme, right?
Yeah. Straight out of Compton. Steve Jobs.
Wow.
Spotlight.
Wow.
Brooklyn. The Danish Girl. Beasts of No Nation. And Joy.
Why?
Whoa.
Isn't it weird that they didn't send out Carol? Like, doesn't that seem like enough of a contender? They should have said
Creed.
He kept Carol.
I kept Carol.
Did
you? I actually did. I
you, hang on, you hung on to that?
Was it good,
Carol?
The manicurist?
It's all right.
The manicurist I went to said, it's real boring, but I like the way you look.
Made Carol.
Yeah, the movie looks fabulous throughout, but it's kind of boring. The actresses are good. I think Rooney Mara is good potential for a supporting actress.
She's good.
She's good.
Because she's a lead, you know? Like, whenever a supporting actor part is basically the lead, they also tend to win. You know, like Timothy Hutton in Ordinary People. That movie's about him.
Yeah.
But he won Best Supporting Actor. The Piano. Like, who else was it? It was Holly Hunter and the little
Harvey
girl.
Keitel. Yeah.
Fucking Piano.
And she won Best Supporting Actress, even though she's in the whole thing. The kid from Room should have got nominated.
He was so lead. Good.
For yeah,
he
either, was for either lead
by
or support.
You can't make that movie without him.
No,
you literally can't make the movie. You can make. Amazing. You could replace Brie Larson. Like, she was great, but like, you could replace her. That kid was
unbelievable.
Fucking amazing.
There's the director said, this is so nerdy. The director said, in order for them to feel like they were really trapped in a room, he stayed in the room in the bathtub. When they're shooting, and he would look at the. Sorry, you gonna cry?
Oh shit!
No, yeah. Let's talk about something else. The movie Gem and the Holograms came out of.
They stayed in the bathroom to be inspired for that movie.
It's just so they. I don't want to say it, Noel. It's not worth your pain. Truly.
I love it.
Okay, I'll do it real quick. That in order to make the room feel very small and that lived in, they didn't remove any of the walls whenever they could. So he would stay in the bathtub and look through the monitor and tell his directions through there. So he'd be in the room with them sometimes. Yeah. Lenny Abramson. Sorry.
That guy's great. Like,
incredible director.
What Richard saw, I haven't seen, but everybody says that's amazing.
Yeah, he did Frank
and,
also.
And Frank is also a terrific.
He's doing another movie that's going to be awesome that's coming out.
Do you know that or are you just guessing?
No, I read about it.
Okay. The way you
the
said it.
The story is amazing. The story is
I just know.
I just like him. I just think he's really good.
He's
filmmaker
a good
because
Jewish and Irish.
Room is completely sad and Frank is like got lots of happiness to it. Like it's totally, the tone of the two movies is so different and so assured at the same time. Good for him. Good job, Lenny.
Sorry for bringing that up.
sorry to bring that up. We'll move on to a game that is a brand new game on the show.
Do you want
to
know what she brought?
Yeah, you don't just completely skip over her.
No, I thought that the prizes from Neil and Ken were good enough.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody's happy and you can just keep your crap.
All right.
Great. Yeah. I love it.
Now, what'd you bring?
Brought a Team Noel mug. If you guys listened to one of the podcasts I did, I brought one.
Yeah.
I have a whole bunch.
I love it.
At least multiple dozens.
Team Noel with the umlaut over the E.
Yeah, and then some Ginny's ice cream gift cards.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How much are those good for?
1,000 each.
Maybe $5. Five to ten.
These are your loose change gift cards?
Yes. And then, I really skimped this time. And I was just shooting a pilot in Austin. And so I have an Austin, the music capital of the world, bottle opener.
Hell yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, that I used a lot in a hotel room. So.
Yeah. What kind of bottles were you opening?
That is a sad night contained in a mug.
Yeah.
Right
in a
mug.
Bottle opener, a mug, and some
ice cream
gift cards.
Was that the night
it's
you
like
saw
an instant
Room?
Sad night.
Yes, that night. That night.
Pass that stuff down here, fellas, while Ben tells us about what he brought.
I brought a pair of Nikes for whoever wants. I brought a pair of basketball sneakers that haven't been worn before. That are new and nice and beautiful. And then I did this live read of a movie I wrote that got on the blacklist that was a remake of Soap Dish. And we put it on for like 800 people, and we got an artist named Steve Dressler to make it. So we have a couple of these. And I don't think the movie will ever be made, and so this will be worth nothing. But Steve Dressler, also a great artist, and I just found out that someone had stolen his artwork for something, so I want to make sure I supported him when I could. So this is great, and he did that, so you'll have those things.
Thanks, Ben.
And Doug is going to sign it, so it's worth a bunch of money.
All right. I don't usually like signing, other people's artistry. But I'll fucking
make sure there's no check on the bottom of that. I've fallen for that before.
Sign a check. We did it, guys.
Yes.
Did you include Kaffeeklagen in the remake? My favorite thing from Soap Dish.
What is Kaffeeklagen?
They're trying to screw over Kevin Klein, and they're reading the lines off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
So they give him a disease called Kaffeeklagen.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he like sees the word, and it's a fantastic
scene. That's incredible.
Ben, did you see Soap Dish?
No, never seen it.
Yeah.
It's the one with who?
John Candy.
Yeah, John Candy, it's Rick Moranis.
Yeah, it's called Delirious in the U.S.
I'm into it. And here are the sneakers.
Okay, let's play a game. Oh, wait, what?
Oh, the poster got smashed.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
The poster's ruined, but the sneakers, those are going to be in good shape.
What size are the sneakers?
13.
Oh. Ooh.
Is there anybody with size? Yeah, is there anybody with size 13?
Molly, do you have size 13?
Oh, God. Well, whoever wins, give it to the person who just clapped.
Yeah. just share it. The first game we're going to play tonight is a brand new game. It's called Fin. And it's suggested by a guy named Mishklak and on Twitter, M-I-S-C-H-L-E-C-T, Mishklak, suggested this game. And, you know, at the end of French movies, sometimes Italian, it says fin, F-I-N. So this game is, I'm going to say the last line from a motion picture.
Yes.
And then the first person
love it.
Who can blurt out the correct answer into their microphone is the winner of this game.
In English, though, not in French.
It matters.
If you say it in French, I will give you a bonus point. I tried to say bonus point in French. A bonus point. All right, here we go. So what line ends with the movie? What a day. What a motherfucking day.
Die Hard.
Good guess, no.
Falling Down.
Falling Down, I was going to
no
guess that.
No and no. What a day. What a motherfucking day.
Friday.
I have no idea.
I wish.
Can we do the second? Do you have the second to
I'll
last
line? I'll give
you
some more clues, and then the game becomes whoever can just say it
okay.
The fastest. But I just want to give you one more try. What a...
Whoa.
I couldn't tell what kind of body noise that was.
I can't believe
think a moose
they have a really
pop.
Weird wildebeest policy here at UCB.
The burps?
Some
is it
kid
the burps?
Was shaving a balloon.
You know, Ben, I just took the Universal Studios tram tour.
Yeah.
And when they're driving around in the burbs, they don't even fucking mention it. It's all
boo.
Wisteria Lane.
Well, you need to get Corey Haim as your tour guide.
Bullshit. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Feldman.
Feldman, yeah.
Whoa.
Haim was dead to me even during the burbs. So, what a day. What a motherfucking day is the last line of a movie that starred Ethan Hawke.
Training Day.
That's right.
Oh, well done.
And Denzel Washington. Well Training Day.
The original title was
Can you
motherfucking
believe that's
day.
The that's end of that
horrible.
Fucking movie?
That's a
that's
horrible
like if the end of
line.
Casablanca was What a Motherfucking Casablanca. Yeah.
All movies need to end that way.
What a crazy Amistad.
What a room. What a motherfucking room.
What an insane Tu Wong Fu. Thank you for everything, Julie Newmar.
What a fucking Herbie Goes Bananas.
All right, so Neil is our winner of that game.
Well done,
congratulations, Neil.
Thanks,
Neil.
Thank you. Pretty great.
So you get to go first in this next game, and it's called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And I'm going to say a tagline from a motion picture, and you just have to tell me what movie you think it's from. And if you can't answer, Neil, then we'll move to Ken, and then to Ben, and then to Noel for a chance to steal. So it's one at a time, starting with Neil. What movie has the tagline, Every dream begins with a single step. Every dream begins
Selma.
With a single step.
Selma?
That is a great, because there's a march.
And a dream.
And a dream.
And a dream.
Yeah. Very good guess. Not correct, though. Kenneth, what do you think it is?
Dream Girls?
Oh. Yeah, they got to step out on stage, right?
Yeah. That's the one about the step team, right?
Ben, what do you think?
Theory of Everything?
No.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
What about...
No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. The answer is incorrect.
Here's the funny thing. Ben did his voice, and it was replaced with beeps.
I'm going to guess Miracle?
The hockey movie?
Yeah.
No.
Got it.
I
that
step
was my
in.
Real one.
Yeah, I step in. Noelle?
I don't know. Flashdance?
Ooh. It's not bad.
Yeah. No, the answer is a movie that you were in, Ben, called The Walk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is so... I did like 100 hours of press for that movie, too. That is so embarrassing.
They didn't run the tagline by you, apparently.
That is... I'm truly embarrassed. It's a great movie. Nobody watched it. I wish people had. It's really a fantastic movie.
Yeah, your character is a real troublemaker.
Hey,
don't do that walk. And everyone's like, but it's called The Walk. Shut up, Ben.
I still can't tell if you saw it or not. You could have.
Yeah, there is enough of you being a naysayer in the trailer that I could not have seen the movie. But yeah. I did see the movie.
Did you? Did you like
it? Yeah. It's a most visually amazing movie.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh. That's like when I come off stage, someone's like, it looked like you had fun up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
sure.
Stick with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I like that movie.
No, it's an amazing achievement.
I'm very embarrassed that I did not get that. That's so bad of me. I'm also embarrassed that I said Theory of Everything.
All
right.
It's all in fun. We'll start with Neil again. What movie has the tagline? Welcome home. Get uncomfortable.
Fuck.
Right, could be anything where people walk back
welcome
to their
home.
Homes.
Oh, I don't remember the name of the movie, which is going to be a problem, I feel
like.
That
is a problematic.
I feel like that's a pretty big stumbling block. Yeah. But I know everyone that was in it.
Name two people that were in it.
Tina Fey and Jason Bateman.
Oh, you're correct.
Oh,
if only you could think of the name of it.
Yeah.
Or who else might
I know what's happening! I know what's happening! I don't know how it
happened. Do you have a guess?
I haven't seen a movie since the year 2000. Oh my God, it's
I know you're a TV guy.
It's something family.
No.
Family Stone.
No.
Sly and the Family Stone.
No. Ben?
Can I tell you before I say this answer that before Neil said that I had no idea what the movie was?
I had no idea.
It's a movie I'm
this
in. It's
tough.
Called This Is Where I Leave You.
Yes, that's correct.
But if you hadn't named the people on the poster, I would not have... they sound so familiar to me.
I know them.
I just can't put my... I was like, ooh, maybe Vince Vaughn. I literally thought, what's a movie Vince Vaughn was in? That would be something for him. This is where I leave.
This sounds like a good part for Vince.
Great.
You're casting Vince in the tagline?
Yeah. Based on the tag, yeah.
I played a rabbi in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you were...
Did people see that
movie? They were all sitting Shiva.
Did anybody here see The Walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They love movies.
Did you guys know the taglines?
No way.
That's part of the fun. Noelle.
Oh, yeah.
Your turn.
Oh.
What movie has a tagline? And let me just tell you right away, it's not The Walk.
Okay. I know it's
know when to walk away.
Oh, no.
Know when to walk away.
I'm not in this, am I?
You know, there's other people on the panel. There's no reason for you to get all cocky.
Yeah.
No.
Were you in the Kenny Rogers story?
You gotta know.
Okay, hold on. Is it the Dodeca Pentathlon?
No.
Oh, okay. I was trying to see the only movie
guess,
I've been
though.
On.
I like that. Duplass movie.
Yeah.
Neil?
The Gambler?
Mm-mm. Kenneth?
Creed?
No.
Ooh, good guess.
Ben?
Theory of Everything?
No. Sorry. It's a movie you were in called Runner Runner.
Wow.
There's a lot of leg-based movement movies you've done.
Size 13 shoes.
Yeah.
You always have to. All your movies are about walking or stepping or going home.
You really hit the Redbox favorites on these.
Speedwalker 2 he was in.
Oh, man.
All right.
I don't know if I've been in any other movies. You might. I don't know what the next one.
Let's find out. Well,
I mean,
when the cops are busy, our only hope is ... When the cops are busy.
Mall cops.
Our only help is Paul Blart.
Paul Blart, mall cop.
What move?
Neil.
When the cops are
the
busy.
The cops are busy.
Oh, I got one.
Cops have other the cops have other things to do. Our only hope is
Oh, he's sitting like a bird for this one.
I finally got it.
He's gone Birdman on this one.
When I improvise, this is what I do in the back wall. Sorry.
Straight out of Compton?
That should have been the tag.
No.
Is it Neighborhood Can Watch?
Oh, that's a good one, but no.
No, I auditioned for that. Didn't get it.
Wait, that was called
The Watch.
Didn't they end up calling that The Watch?
Yes.
Because of George Zimmerman. Of
It was originally called George Zimmerman's A Team.
Yeah.
Unrelated. It was a total coincidence.
That movie was The Other Guys.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh.
You did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You finally got one.
That's so embarrassing.
All right, well, we got one more.
Why are you embarrassed? Why are you embarrassed? That was a good movie.
It was good. I just that I didn't remember anything.
Were you in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in it. I should have mentioned that.
Did you do a lot of days?
What'd you play in?
No, I did one
scene. So the smallest.
But you know what I did when they were auditioning people for the bigger roles? They asked me to come in and improvise with them in the auditions to see how they would be.
Oh, that's,
I remember that. Right.
That's a kick in the ass.
That's me.
No, but that's like, hey, will you teach me how to dance for when I go to the prom with my real date?
But they're like big old famous people, and I was a long time. Yeah. I was in it for one scene. And what's I remember I got cute? Mark Wahlberg was really mad at me in real life because I found out later that he's like, you're really annoying him. Because in the scene, I was supposed to annoy him. And McKay is like, go for it. I was like, all right. And I think in the end, after the scene, he was not
the least
sorry.
McKay could have done was give you a part in The Big Short.
Oh, I love that movie
right?
so much. Yeah.
So funny how,
I love that
how
movie.
Horribly people were treated by the housing market.
Insane. Whoever so wins hilarious. Gets the DVD.
Such a funny comedy. I just didn't laugh much at it.
We've all the movies you've talked about have been depressing.
Yeah, but at least Room didn't really happen.
We don't know that.
To you.
You know what?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I made Room happen. I was, oh no.
People couldn't afford rooms.
That poor
yeah,
actor.
Nobody
like,
ever
wouldn't
looked...
you want to just murder that actor if you saw him walking around?
To put him out of his misery?
Did you
yeah,
really
he's
yeah, no gratitude. He had to build the room and, you know what I mean? Like, keep up.
I feel like Noel should get
he
the
had
gift
to go
basket.
To Home Depot and get a like shed his, yeah. and put it together. Yeah.
Measure it twice.
Oh. A little goddamn appreciation.
She's in Brie Larson is in the new King Kong movie.
Yeah.
I just want her when that big ape shows up to go, listen, man. I was stuck in a room.
Seen some shit.
Get off my back. You're nothing. all right. Noelle.
Yes.
They'll do anything to save their best bud.
Oh. Hmm.
Who will do anything to save their best bud?
What other movies have you been in?
I don't know.
Is it a dolphin movie? I don't know.
Is it a what?
A dolphin movie?
Well, that doesn't narrow it down.
I can't really say, but I like where you're going.
They'll do anything to save their best bud. This feels like a dog movie. Like there's a dog in it.
Close enough.
Like Air Bud?
Yeah, like Air Bud, but like a different dog, like a other dog.
Okay, no.
Like Skip.
Neil.
I want to do the Ben thing where I get in the, I'm going to get in the pout, the perch.
Do it.
Do you have
it?
The answers?
They move from the perch.
Bro, Half Baked.
That's right. Half Baked. Yes. Co-written by Neil Brenner.
Yes. Fantastic movie.
Thank you so
love that
much.
Movie.
No dogs.
It's a different kind of pun.
Get it? Do you get it though?
Yeah, I do. I get it. It's drugs.
Is there like a vaporizer company called Air Bud?
Ooh, no, that's a smart
there
idea.
Should be.
Ooh.
That's what they should call the volcano because it's a big puffy bag of air. Pretty smart.
Neil, when did you write that movie? What year?
1997.
That's amazing. I love that movie. Great job, Neil.
Thank you so much.
Well, what do you have to say about The Walk?
Oh, God.
I heard it was visually one of the best movies.
I liked it.
What year did
like
you
they
see
had
The
fun.
Walk?
Look like they had fun up there.
Did you, when you were up on the top of the buildings, you were just in front of a green screen?
We built the top of the Twin Towers in Montreal on like a stage, and then we were still up quite a bit, and then there's green all around us.
Okay.
There was something really cool, though, that I think they're using now, that the monitors that Zemeckis had, wherever the cameras moved, the background would be in his monitors. So he wouldn't see green. He would see the New York City skyline. Anywhere the cameras moved, they programmed it, so it'd be that way. I thought it was really cool and interesting.
Yeah, that's nice they did that for him.
Shout out to Reds. Sorry.
He's the only one who can see the movie that way. Everyone else sees green when it comes out.
It's like really like.
I liked it.
It'll freak you out if you're like if you have any height issues. It's
how much
it's
of it is
intense.
The actual walk?
The third act is probably there's probably 10 minutes you think of the walk.
There's a lot of walking. There's a lot and they of like, walk, like they he walk. Goes across and then back and then he like starts dancing
you
around.
You saw the documentary, right? Did you see the documentary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like about the same proportion of walking to.
Yeah,
story?
He did it six. I think he did six times in real life. I think we probably did it four times.
Do you play? Are you French in the movie?
No, I play one of the Americans that's in a documentary called Albert that like helps him hook up the wire and then kind of screws him over.
But he's totally like, yeah, you shouldn't do this, man. He's like a real bummer.
I am. I grew a mustache.
Like, I think people would have liked the movie more if you weren't such a bro.
You're the Paul Reiser in Aliens role?
Yes.
Yeah, Paul a little Reiser. Bit. Yeah, or Michael Biehn in The Abyss.
Yeah.
You know, he's the guy that's just like, I gotta fuck this up!
Yep.
Or Mr. Bean.
Stop myself! Mr. Bean in anything.
Road Race. What was that movie?
He's in Roadhouse? Mr. Bean's in Roadhouse? No. Rat Race.
Rat Race, thank you very much. Mr. Bean in Roadhouse would be my favorite movie in the world.
I would love Mr. Bean's regular Saturday night thing.
Can I get into your bar? I guess. Seven Skittles he skills slips on.
Is the song The Walk by The Time featured in The Walk?
I don't think so. Alan Silvestri, who did like all the Back to the Future.
He gets
music,
out there on the wire and it's like, doom, doo, 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 doo,
they
walk like an Egyptian.
Yep.
Yeah. And he goes backwards.
Yep.
It's so
and he
fun.
Walks a dinosaur it's right across.
Yep.
He totally walks a dinosaur.
Yep. And that Genesis song.
Every walk of life is represented.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Check it out, especially now that it's just on your TV and it's not as impressive.
Oh. God, Doug.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a movie they couldn't send out screeners to people to get it nominations
movie.
Because it's like, it's so much more impressive on the big screen.
IMAX and 3D and
like,
all that stuff.
It's going to be, that's a movie that's going to be like around, you know, because people are always going to want to relive. It's so well done. It's so amazing.
You're being so nice all of a sudden after being so mean.
No, it's just that it's like it's hard to get into emotionally.
It is visually incredible,
but it's visually incredible,
like Speed Racer.
Very
exactly. It's the speed racer of things that are not Speed Racer.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying for years.
Let's play one more game. We got time, so let's do it. Let's play Last Man Stanton. And people tweet at me all the time. They have suggestions for a name of an actor or an actress that we will take turns naming movies that person was in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But, new wrinkle, all of you guys, not me, because I'm so good at this, all you guys get a lifeline.
Oh.
And that's the person whose name tag you picked.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I wish I knew that before.
Yeah, yeah, you would have picked a better one.
Just kidding.
You would have picked somebody smarter looking. But, Pre-animator looks pretty smart.
Yeah.
So you're going to each, when you need it, or someone recently suggested to me that, like, strategically, you might want to use your lifeline early because they might suggest something that you hadn't thought of, and then you've got holstered some other names.
Ah.
That's interesting.
It's an interesting strategy. I don't know if it...
Rob, I'm coming to you late, buddy.
I don't know if it really pays out. But a lot of people always just use it for when they can't think of any anymore, and then the person
can I,
they're
can
playing
I poke
with
a hole in that
can't
theory?
Think of one. Please.
You go, let's say you go early, right?
Yeah.
Get one, and then you're holding one, and then somebody else says yours.
Yeah.
You're fucked,
no,
bro.
That's the trouble.
It's a risk.
You
it's
go
a
late.
Wild, yeah. So that's what's so crazy about this game.
It's a crazy game. You just don't know what's going to happen.
What's so insane about this game.
And everyone loses their minds, and... It's a suicide pact.
Yep.
Emily.
Now I know why you gave us the cyanide pill before the show.
Oh, no.
Dude, I gave you a choice, blue or green. I can't tell you what you picked. Emily Y. Blum, where are you? She's right over there.
Okay.
She tweeted me today amongst many of you. I think at least half of you tweeted me today. But she got in there early enough for me to notice and suggested that she has the perfect name for Last Man Stanton, and we're going to have to settle for whatever name she's decided on, because I picked her. Emily, where are you from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. You flew in for this?
I live here.
You live here. All right. And it's your birthday?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well done. Good job.
Everyone, but...
Your birthday is visually stunning.
I abstain. I abstain from wishing you a birthday, because I don't think you're special.
He just Jehovah Witnessed you. Oh, that's a rare insult, but when done properly. Woo!
But what's your name that you're suggesting, birthday girl?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Yes. Okay. The great Morgan Freeman.
Think of a deep cut, Rob. A B-side, Rob.
Who won that last game? Did we even decide?
I don't know. I don't even remember it ending.
Yeah, a couple...
Did we end on Half Baked?
A couple people got some right answers, but Half Baked was the ending. So we'll start with Neil, and we'll go to Kenneth. Neil, name any Morgan Freeman movie.
Lean on Me.
Ooh.
Ken?
Kiss the Girls.
Ooh. Shawshank Redemption.
Hang on, I get to play.
Oh. You can steal it if you want.
No, I'm not going to steal it. I won't do that to you. I'm going to go... Along Came a Spider.
Ooh.
Shawshank Redemption.
Jesus Christ, how come I don't know any?
You'll get one.
Oh, you'll get one.
You'll get one.
Yeah.
Molly.
You're going to your lifeline?
Oh yeah, I'm doing the strategy thing, right?
Okay,
it's not that I don't remember
I like it.
Anything.
Molly, what's a Morgan Freeman movie?
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Yes, that was
I like it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Neil?
Streetwise.
Wow.
Whoa. Ooh.
Shit.
Yeah. Streetwise. Did he get nominated for supporting actor for that?
I think he might have.
He might have.
Is that the one where Jim Belushi plays
with
Chris Reeve.
Chris Reeve, yeah.
Walking around.
Oh.
Ben.
One of my most prized possessions is I have Christopher Reeve's autograph.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. Yeah.
And by prize possession, I mean I'm not sure where it is.
It was
it's
just
in the
guy
prize bag.
Yeah, I gave it away. Yeah. Ken?
7.
Oh.
Shit.
I'm going to even draw it with a 7 instead of a V.
Nice.
Yeah. Even proper
that,
way.
Even though that never made sense to me.
Well, it was like Halloween H2O made 0. So it was that. It was the times, man, back in 97.
There's a scene in 7, if I may take a moment, where... They're sitting there after dinner, Gwyneth and Brad and Morgan, and a train goes by and it makes the whole apartment shake. And then they look at Morgan's like, "What was that?" And they look at him and they've finished their meal, right? Yeah. It's the part where they're cleaning up the dishes and Morgan's like, "What was that?" And they're like, "Ugh, the trains." they go by every 10 minutes, whatever, they cite an amount of time, that Morgan Freeman's been there for that amount of time.
Maybe they ate
times
really fast.
Five or six. Like, it's just poorly timed.
They were competitive sequence. Eaters. It was cut out of the movie, the B plot.
They were sloths.
Yes. Gluttony.
And ate very fast. Or no, what's the word for
glutton?
Glutton. Glutton.
Yeah, they were gluttons.
All right, I'm going to go with Morgan Freeman, March of the Penguins.
Ooh.
Oh, no. That was the one you wanted to do? All right, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do... I'm going to go with Bonfire of the Vanities.
Nice. Ooh. Driving Miss Daisy.
Dude, you were supposed to say March of the Penguins to be a complete douchebag.
Oh, you heard her story today? I'm not fucking taking that away.
All right, which one did you say?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Okay. Mm. All right. There you go.
March of the
Noelle,
penguin.
You got it.
March of the Penguin.
Maya.
Fuck, that was
Lego Movie.
Oh, she went Lego Movie. Shit. He's so funny in that.
The Bucket List.
Oh. Great answer.
Yeah, you're moving it fast, too. I will go with... How about... that one where he was all like...
Oh, is it the one where he dispenses wisdom? Is it the one where he plays the same character he plays in every fucking movie?
Deep Impact.
Okay.
Presidente of the United States. Morgan
what
Freeman.
About, which one was it? Was it, The Dark Knight Rises?
Sure.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's so ubiquitous, I feel like. Was he in Carol? I don't. I'm sorry.
You're out.
I'm out. Yeah.
All right. It was a good try.
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine.
If thank I you, know a you. Lot about the movie,
you guys.
She was kidnapped. You guys,
kidnapped.
Give it up.
I was kidnapped.
She was held from movies.
The whole time Morgan Freeman was working.
They didn't let her see movies. They let her do everything else. Or kidnappers.
Do something or... I was going to do a horrible joke.
What, Neil?
I was going to do a horrible joke. What if I know a lot about the movie? I'm in this awful
situation
again. That worked
for you once before, but I'm not feeling as lenient right now.
It's an interesting tactic he has.
Do you know what I mean? It's where they all go to Vegas.
Just say a
movie. That's what I was going to say next.
Robert got him in it.
I know this one.
She
can
knows
we split it? And then
let's
I get another
it.
Round?
We're going to be a super
yeah,
team.
She's back in.
Super
what is it, Noel?
Last Vegas.
Vegas. Last
yeah,
Vegas.
She's back in. Neil,
yay!
Your turn.
Now you're trapped in the room, Neil.
Yeah. You just switched afflictions.
Let me help you out real quick, Neil. We've said The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the question is, do you remember the other two?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, you're back in, and now it's me.
Yeah.
Okay, Dark Knight Returns.
You're out. Kenneth.
Batman Begins.
That's correct.
Batman Begins.
Was he not in Dark Knight Returns? Am I really out?
It hasn't.
There just isn't a movie called Dark Knight Returns. Is the problem.
There's a comic book that he's not in.
I'm such a fucking old lady for saying that.
What was the third one? Doug, do you remember the third one?
Of course I do. We got The Dark Knight Rises and Batman Begins. In between those two, there was...
It's your turn.
Oh, The
it's
Dark Knight.
It's your turn.
Thanks for giving me that.
Yeah.
The Dark Knight. Go.
Rob, you got one for me?
Invictus.
Ooh, Invictus. Ooh. Great
Invictus.
One.
Invictus.
That's true. That's correct.
Invictus.
Matt Damon.
Noel, you're back in.
Did he? Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm back in.
Thank you, Rob.
Does he do like the voiceover for the Planet Earth? Videos?
Just generally. Everywhere.
Or like
Planet Earth videos?
Yeah.
That's your answer?
He sings the Duran Duran song.
Was he in an Avengers movie? I feel like...
Yeah, he played Nick Fury's stand-in.
Yeah. Yep. He did stunts.
He was Captain America.
So you're out?
I'm out, y'all.
Okay.
What was that
Neil?
All
Neil?
I'm back in?
Oh, no, sorry, Kenneth.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yes. Oh, shit.
Wow.
I was going to say that one. Now I got to think of one. I'm going to go with he was all like. I've got the answer. I give up. Ben?
You're passing? What was the sequel to Bruce Almighty is my question.
Oh, I could have said that.
I know this one.
And it is...
I didn't think of it, though.
The answer
is... he in it?
Is,
the answer is... not Bruce.
No.
I can get in on this.
I know this
Do you want me to split it with you?
He
bring you back?
Wants a taste. Neil wants a taste.
Wet my beak a little bit.
Say it again?
Sweat my beak.
Can I give it to Neil? No.
No.
Okay.
He was in so many movies.
Even if you can't think of this, there's other movies.
Steve Carell
came in and did it, right?
Sure.
And his name in that movie was...
Bert.
Noel says Bert.
Bert Almighty.
Bert Wonderstone Almighty.
Oh, fuck. He's in one of those movies, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he is. Do it. Say it.
Say it.
Oh, wait.
Come on.
The Prestige?
No.
What was it called?
You're out.
Oh.
Shit, what was the one?
Are you talking about the magic movies?
Yeah.
Oh, the...
Evan Almighty. And he was in Now You See
That's
Me.
That's what it was
now
called.
Now You See Me.
That's true.
What else did we miss?
$1 Million Baby.
Oh, yeah.
$1 Million Baby.
Outbreak.
Gone, Baby, Gone.
Gone, Baby, Gone.
Glory.
Dolphin Tale 2.
Yep.
The Electric Company, the movie.
Yeah.
The Love Guru.
Love Guru? Was he really?
Yeah,
voiceover at the start.
Okay, world's biggest Love Guru fan.
Good luck to you in your human interactions.
Yeah. Mike Myers, Deep Cuts? Was that... Would you like to come over to my house and watch The Love Guru again? I have it on Blu-ray.
You're not going to believe who has a voiceover.
Pay special attention to the first 5 minutes of the film.
Mummy, it's on again.
Who would have thought 24 hours in a row and never gets old?
Congratulations, Ken Reed, you're our winner.
Oh my God! I've never won anything.
We had a nice run there on Morgan Freeman. That was a good name. Thank you very much.
Great name.
I went to high school with him, Emily.
Good name.
And Brianimator, come get your prizes. It's a lot to carry if you want to bring somebody with you to help.
Yeah. Do you have a truck?
There's tennis shoes and a bag and a poster. So,
wow, this is worse than the Golden Globes. Get down
I
here
know.
Already.
She's doing a queen wave.
That's really heavy, so be careful.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there's this. Do you want this?
Yes. Do you want your shoes?
Wow. Christmas shopping done early.
Those are pretty sweet
those
shoes.
Those are good shoes.
What's the story of those shoes? Where'd they come from?
I just had them in my house.
Just house shoes.
Never worn them.
Yeah.
Never wore them. I was like,
that's the kind of rich you become in this town. You just give away house shoes.
Jeez. I saw three guys with no shoes on the way here, and you're just giving them away.
Oh, I let them look at it, but I said, I gotta go to Douglas movies.
It's all those walking movies.
Yeah. Christopher Walken, great person, also.
Why? Ken, what do you got to plug?
I'm taping my second stand-up album on Monday, February 8th, here in LA at Nerd Melt. And I have TV Guidance Counselor every Wednesday, new episodes. That's it.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Neil, you've got three mics tomorrow night at Largo.
Largo, Thursday the 4th at Largo,
and
New York City. February 23rd through March 16th. Or
something. I love 13th. It, man. Good luck with
thank
it.
You, thank you
for coming.
Thank you.
Noelle, what do you got to plug?
this month, I think it's February 28th, but my mod team that I was on for 2 years is having their last show, and I'm coming back, and that's going to be really fun. It'll be, sorry I don't know more specifics, I didn't know I was going to have to plug something.
But it's here at UCB?
Yeah, it'll be, I think it might be UCB Sunset, but it's our last show, and we have, it was just such a wonderful team, and everybody should come check it out.
Cause, right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. This comes out tomorrow.
Yeah, it should.
When this comes out, I did a couple Super Bowl things for...
You have to call it the big game.
The big game. Sorry, I did a couple big game things. and the videos are being launched tomorrow on rejectedjokes.com. And then if you guys want to come, Thomas Middleditch and I do two-person improv at Largo. If there are tickets still, is February 20th is the next one. But once a month, put yourself there. Yeah.
Wow, that's probably an amazing show.
It's a fun one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He totally, he's like carries you.
Yeah, yeah, I just jump on his back. I jump on his
you
back.
You just jump on the old middle ditch train and just go.
Yeah, 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 I just let him go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wind him up.
Do you ever do that Shakespeare shit that he does?
No, I've done musical improv before, but never crazy. That stuff is insane.
Yeah, he's good at that, and they do that at Largo too, but go to Ben's show.
Whatever one, whatever one.
Go to anything.
For real.
Just buy tickets to stuff, you
guys. Support improv.
Yeah. We all want you to go see stuff. Oh, that reminds me, I have a plug. 420 Douglas Movies at Meltdown Comics on Valentine's Day, Sunday, February 14th. Yeah, it's going to be a for lovers only show. And the Robin in, who's your shithead?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz? All right. Thank you once again to all of my guests, Ken Reed, Neil Brennan, Noel Wells, and Ben Schwartz. And as always, Ted Cruz is a shithead. Eileen is a shithead. Yeah, some poor lady named Eileen is a fucking shithead. And Stacey Dash is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves blue.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from HBO Now. I talked about it at the top of the show, and I'm talking about it now because it's the new way to stream all of HBO with no TV package required. Get all of the series, movies, docs, sports, specials, and more. Download the HBO Now app on your favorite device to start your 30-day free trial instantly.